To most people, when you say the term social justice, you're likely thinking of the political ramifications of those words. But how can social justice be married to arts and expression?
No, I think it's been a great tool for people that feel like they don't have a voice or there's no space for them to express themselves.
That's Miranda Carsa, co-organizer of this year's Social Justice Arts Festival in Ann Arbor. Miranda says that this Saturday's festival is more about accurate expression of that reality rather than any progressivism, which is usually tied to that term social justice.
I think we were mindful of that because it's attached to the University of Michigan, our specific festival. So we are trying to get community members and outreach to different areas of people and make sure we get more than just Ann Arbor, that was a big thing that we were very conscious of, I think, from starting off, because I do think that we're very privileged to be affiliated with the university, and I think a lot of students have that. They're more able to produce art and, you know, they're in this space.
But that's not to say the events chosen for the Social Justice Arts Festival were a free-for-all.
So we had a burlesque dance that was really cool, but our faculty sponsor just thought it was inappropriate because she takes off her top and stuff, but we thought it was amazing. But since we are affiliated with the university and this is an annual festival, it's had a reputation.
And while it may not be burlesque, one of the workshops being held at Saturday's Social Justice Arts Festival in Ann Arbor is called Interplay. It's an all-ages method of expression using motion primarily. It's something Kara Crutcher, another co-organizer of the arts festival, learned more about during a conference of sorts.
Conference is way too serious of a word. I went to a two-week thing in Oakland, which is where the nonprofit Interplay is based. It attracts an older crowd, but the 2 weeks that I was there, it's specifically for people 18 to 35. And so they teach us about Interplay, and we learn how to facilitate Interplay, and it's used in the context of social justice. So Interplay has always been something that has been related to social justice for me, because the idea of making space for narratives and stories that are invisible often is the basis of Interplay. The majority of people that I know that do Interplay are able-bodied, but a lot of the way we learn the activities are ways that can incorporate people who do have kind of moving or physical disabilities as well.
All told, Saturday's Social Justice Arts Festival in Ann Arbor's Trotter Multicultural Center accepted about 40 presenters. As fellow co-organizer Jennifer Piamonte told me, another workshop deals with something that kind of skirts the edge of legal action.
How to utilize art in activism. We're thinking protest signs, we're thinking social media, we're thinking highway blogging, you know, like lowering the signs over the interstate, and sidewalk chalking in local areas.
And the legalities about that as well.
Exactly, yeah, legalities. What you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, where to find that information, how to look up your district's specific like zoning regulations and whatnot. I'm looking forward to it because I certainly don't know.
With its theme, In Our Space, using art to name our reality, the Social Justice Arts Festival takes place Saturday, March 18th from noon till 6 p.m., and will be located at the U of M's Trotter Multicultural Center on Washtenaw Avenue in Ann Arbor. More information about this free event is online at socialjusticeartfestival.wordpress.com. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.